This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join trader Nick in the United States for the latest from the markets. Nick, good afternoon from London. Good morning to you.
Morning, Johnny. Good to be back with you.
Yes, indeed. And we've seen oil prices fall over the last couple of days. Shares have been up. In fact, oil is currently below that magical mark of $100 a barrel. And much of the more positive outlook is down to what President Trump has said, claiming the US will leave Iran in, quote unquote, 2 to 3 weeks, regardless of whether a deal is struck with Tehran. Now, we've had lots of this throughout the last month or so, Nick, where we don't quite know what to take as red or not, but markets are a bit more positive, aren't they?
They are, and I think the maybe pricing in less of a chance that we have some sort of boots on the ground invasion of Iran, but still, we are still elevated in oil price, right? It's not like a huge crater that you might expect if things were truly de-escalating. You might expect a move lower in oil of 10% in a day, as we saw, you know, intraday when we previously had some certain comments from Trump. So you've seen these, you know, back and forth sways. And I do also want to bring to the attention of the listener the comments made from the Iranian parliament, which came out very early this morning here, where I am. It said from the Iranian parliament, the Strait of Hormuz will not open. We have not held any negotiations and we will not hold them. Meanwhile, we also hear from the Iranian president that they're open to a ceasefire, opening to ending the war. And we know from the White House that they are uninterested in staying there too long, and that, you know, putting that timeline 2 weeks and a few days, that was kind of the paraphrase summary of Trump's commentary on it. So in the meantime, it is being cheered by the market, the idea that maybe we're not going to see the worst case scenario in terms of oil prices shooting up, as you have pointed out in the past, like maybe $120, $150 a barrel, which has been a fear of the market. If of course, anything can happen, but the idea that maybe that is not as imminent is something that the market is maybe cheering here in the short term. That being said, we are seeing, you know, from the lows, the S&P 500 up about 4.5% at the time of recording this from the lows. So we also see the dollar cooling off, right? Dollar index was above 100. It is back down to 99.4 at the time of recording this. So you see a little bit of a cool off in the dollar, cool off in oil, but down 2.5% doesn't feel that exciting when we are still at just around $100 a barrel. And then meanwhile, yields in the US are kind of flat on the day due to some, you know, some strong economic data, which we can also discuss now.
That's right. We've had jobs and retail sales earlier today where you are, Nick. Both numbers actually provide a fairly positive outlook. I suppose the question is, are these numbers now out of date, bearing in mind we've had a month of war in the Middle East and the effect of that is yet to come?
Yeah, I think that's very fair, right? When we look at retail sales numbers, some of that is not going to factor in the increased gas price, which we know, you know, economics 101, if gas prices, you know, shoot up, that can and will impact what the available budget of the consumer is able to go out and do. I mean, at the end of the day, just thinking on a personal level, if I'm going out and I'm spending, you know, let's say a couple hundred dollars on gas, where I used to be spending maybe $100, $150 for gas per month, that's going to cut into the spending that I may be able to go do at restaurants and at retail outlets in general. So it does have a meaningful impact. And to your point, we are not getting the full picture here as of the latest. Retail sales and core retail sales, that being said, beat expectations. Retail sales on the headline level came out at 0.6% versus 0.5% month over month expected. Core retail sales were 0.5% versus 0.3% expected. And the ADP non-farm employment change number, which is the private payroll sector really in view there, came in at 62,000 jobs added in the month of March. Meanwhile, however, we also beat expectations there where we're just forecasted for 41,000. I do think it is important that we remind everyone that on Friday we do have the non-farm payroll, which will be probably the highlight view of what took place in March, which does, you know, give us a little bit of a view in terms of some of what's gone on here in the last month or so. That being said, one other figure that came out this morning that I do think is actually maybe a good read looking forward is the ISM manufacturing PMI numbers, which for listeners who are not super familiar with what that actually factors in, the manufacturing PMI or Purchasing Managers Index, it is a forward-looking indicator. Of course, it doesn't necessarily mean it's, you know, certain, but it gives an inside look, an indexed view of what purchasing managers are thinking about their respective industry and their, you know, hiring, spending, sales, orders, et cetera, what they're seeing internally in their business. They're giving a overview of how they feel about forward-looking expectations. And that reading, the aggregated number came in, the index came at 52.7 compared to 52.3 expected. So we had a beat on manufacturing PMIs, which is a glance into the future of at least what people are thinking now about the future of the manufacturing industry. So very interesting little tell there. And we've also just a little bit of a side note too, in regards to corporate earnings for the US stock market. During this whole conflict in the Middle East, surprisingly, expectations for corporate earnings have actually been on the rise throughout this. Many analysts have upped their targets in regards to expectations for corporations across America to generate. So it is kind of interesting, and it does still feel like, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty in the Middle East, but there's also this look through kind of things are going to be okay in the end mindset that is still being held on to by the market. But we'll have to just wait and see how long. Really, I think it matters not just about where oil prices are, but how long they stay where they are.
Excellent stuff, Nick. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll speak to you very soon.
Thanks, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.